The Spartan Mind Strength Podcast, the podcast for mental grit and resilience. Hosted by V. Binga and Tim Ganley.
Hello, this is Tim.
And this is V. And we welcome you to another episode of the Spartan Mind Strength Podcast.
And we're going to be talking about the next 10 days, which is considered...
It's the third decan of Gemini.
Which the card doesn't look good.
The card is exciting. I love that card, actually. I think it's one of my favorite cards.
Good. So when we come back, we will talk about your favorite card.
Stay tuned.
And we're back.
And we are back.
We are back. I'll be back, baby.
For my, one of my favorite cards.
Yes. So it's a Ten of Swords, which is called Ruin. The card is very red, orange, gold, yellow, with a lot of red, sharp lines in the background. The swords, I'm assuming 10 of them. I'm not going to count.
I counted them.
Okay. They're actually quite dangerous looking swords. They've got a lot of spikes on them, a lot of things that could hurt you besides the tip. So it's a very aggressive sword. And then there's one sword. So is it 9 swords that are complete and one is broken, shattered?
Yes.
So the one sword that's shattered is above a heart.
Yeah.
And it's broken into at least 3 pieces and they're laying amongst the other swords. So all of these swords are pretty rough looking swords. And 2 of them have almost like crosses on them. 2 of them have spikes. 2 of them have like a diamond scepter on them. One has a scale, and the other one has almost like a bullhorns on it. So pretty freaking intense looking swords. A very sharp, intense photo.
Yeah.
Or drawing, I guess.
Drawing, yeah.
So what does the Ten of Swords ruin mean to him? And who is him?
Aleister Crowley, the creator of the Thoth Tarot deck that we are following. And he associated that card, you can see it at the very top, is the symbol of the sun. And at the very bottom is the symbol of Gemini. So the Ten of Swords card, Lord of Ruin, is associated with the energy of Sun in Gemini.
Okay, and what is Sun in Gemini then?
So, Sun in Gemini. So, Gemini is ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication and thought. Now, Sun in Gemini brings a lot of clarity, a lot of light, a lot of life force, in the realm of the mind and thoughts. And that can go in different ways.
Okay.
So all that clarity or all that energy that sun brings in the realm of thoughts can illuminate everything, right? All of a sudden...
So that actually even having the bright yellow in the middle of this card, it's almost like it's brightening everything.
Exactly. So you can think of it as finally, during the third decan of Gemini, we are in the last third, June 11 to June 20th.
In this year. Next year it might be a little off.
Exactly, give a day or two. So June 11 to June 20th of 2025, the energy that we are experiencing is the sun bringing a lot of clarity to our thoughts, to our mental process.
So you're saying basically this is a time where we can see things better.
Exactly. All illusions are shattered and we are able to see things for as they really are. Now, that can be a great thing because it can be, you know, what we expected. Like we had our thoughts, we had a gut feeling that things
would go one direction, and this 10 days will show us that we're either right.
Exactly.
Or we're wrong. Yes. But either way, it's going to tell us what we need to know.
Exactly.
So we don't have to pretend.
Exactly. We don't have to have the mental doubts, okay. Right? Now, the other thing is that if we have actually, you know, overthought a lot, if we have beaten our thoughts to death.
Uh-huh. If you think too much.
Yes. Overthinking can actually take us to a point during these 10 days that can drive us crazy and say, oh my God, I cannot do this anymore. It's
a good time not to overthink.
It's the mind has reached its full capacity for now. And when we say that something has reached its full capacity for now, it can be, okay, great, I am finally at the point I know how things are. And it can be, oh, crap, I am completely overwhelmed and I can't think anymore, I'm done.
Could it also be at a point where we've realized that this may not be the best direction to go?
Exactly, yes, it can be just something as simple as that. The word ruin doesn't mean it's bad, doesn't mean disaster. It means the end of one thing and the birth of something else.
Okay.
We can think as Shiva, say, in the Vedic philosophy, right? Death and destruction in the mental realm.
Okay, so right now is a good time for Shiva, which is... He's the ending of the Trinity, which is the destruction.
Exactly.
And then you start back over again with
using Brahma. Yes. Yes. So
these 10 days are very Shiva-ish.
Yes, in the mental realm. And I keep repeating that because the Suit of Swords has to do with the air element, which is associated with our mind and communication.
Okay.
So, also, one of the things that Aleister Crowley was warning against is quit going after ideas that may have nothing to do with reality.
Okay. So, last week, or last 10 days, and actually the 10 days before and the 10 days before, were all based on maybe meditating more.
Yes.
And now might be not the best time for meditating. It might be more action-based.
That can be a decision.
Decisions are action.
Decisions are actions. Yes. This is completely action-based.
Okay, then I like this card.
Yeah, that's why I told you. It's one of my most favorite cards because it says enough is enough. So whichever way that enough is, it says let's move on to something else.
Yep. Quit thinking about the other shit and start moving toward
exactly. It's quit it thinking because we started the first 10 days of Gemini were about interference, right? And the second set of 10 days, the second deacon was about cruelty.
Uh-huh.
And this is ruin. Like, time's up. You know, you had the interference, you had to organize your thoughts, you had to, like, eliminate distractions. Then you had the opportunity to adjust your thoughts to avoid cruelty. And now you've exhausted every, you know, possibility. Let's move on. That's what this card is.
And I can see that in a lot of things we're doing.
Yes.
We've worked through a lot, and now it actually is the time to make next steps.
Exactly.
Because if we stay with last week or yesterday, we're not going to get anything done.
Yeah.
So right now is the time to actually really move forward and take the next steps.
Yes. Use the clarity that the sun has given to the area of Mercury. You know, Mercury is the ruler of Gemini, but Sun is there to say, hey, let's shed light on all of these things and go one way or another. Because actually, I like a lot what Aleister Crowley said, that he said the devastation that can come with seeing all perspectives simultaneously, right, is not necessarily a disaster. Don't get stuck to the disaster aspect, because disaster is considered asthenic disease. It's disease of strength, right?
Okay, yep.
So because you can only grow after you've reached rock bottom.
Growth only comes from danger, from all of these different things.
Exactly.
You can only grow from, you can't grow when you're happy.
Exactly.
You can't grow when everything's going right.
Yeah.
Because then you just keep going with what's going right.
Yeah.
So growth in all forms
has
to come from something that shook you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's what basically we're at right now.
Yes.
Okay. Anything more about that card before I go to the next card, which is the Queen of Swords.
The Queen of Swords? Oh, you're going to that one.
Yes. The Queen of Swords. Actually, I pulled this for my daily card today, which is really cool that it was the same card. Now, the Queen of Swords is one of my favorite cards because she's holding a sword in one hand and a head in another. So it reminds me a little bit of not Shiva, but Krishna or Kali. No, Kali.
Kali, yes, Kali, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yep, with the heads of the demons.
Yes.
So she's holding, looks like probably a demon head, long beard. Beards. mustache, a lot of hair, and she's sitting on a cloud. In a throne.
Yeah.
Basically, it's all blue with clouds. And behind her, the back of her chair is diamonds or stars. And it even looks like it has a head on top of that part of her throne. So very interesting. It looks like she's won her battle.
Yes.
And she's resting now.
Yeah.
She has destroyed the demon of, I guess, last week.
Yeah.
And is taking a break before she continues to move forward.
Yeah.
Is that...
That's actually the way to overcome the ruin. Or if the ruin reflects a mental disaster, a shock, right? The way to overcome it is using the energy of Queen of Swords, which is the watery aspect of air. She's the Queen of Swords, so
it's still mental. Air.
It's still air.
It's still mental.
Mental. But the Queen is associated in the Toth Tarot deck with the water element. So she's bringing fluidity to the thoughts. And how do you give fluidity to thoughts? Through emotional intelligence. That's the key word for the Queen of Swords, is emotional intelligence.
That's two words.
Yes. Yes. That's... Give intuition to your thought process. Give caring to your thought process. Nurture your thought process. Don't just randomly think. Don't allow yourself to reach paralysis through analysis. You have to give it emotion. You have to give it care.
But good because, emotions. Exactly. You can't give it shitty emotions.
No, because that's why I said right away. You have to give it care. Otherwise, all you are going to end up with is anger. Because selfishness is going to kick in. Ego is going to kick in. And then you have rage. You have jealousy.
When you say ego, you're saying the negative.
The
aspects,
negative. I'm not talking confidence.
Yeah.
I'm not talking the ego that results from confidence. I'm talking about the ego that results from insecurity.
Okay.
So the Queen of Swords is that mother figure who has enough empathy and enough love and care to nurture her thoughts.
So she would be like Freya right now with the two kittens.
Exactly.
Freya is very protective of the kittens.
Very protective, yes.
But she's also she's caring of the kittens, but she'll kill anything basically that comes around and threatens them at all.
Exactly. Whereas Freya, say, 2 years
Freya
ago.
Freya is our dog.
Yeah, Freya's our, yeah. Speaking of queens.
Uh-huh.
Whereas a year ago and 2 years ago, say, Freya was not as confident, right? Mm-hmm. She was still a baby herself. So the jealousy would have kicked in.
And she would have tried to hurt the kittens.
Exactly. Whereas now she wants to nurture the kittens.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. And attack anything, any demon that would come after them. And that's the concept. That's what Aleister Crowley is portraying there with the sword in one hand and the
head
in the other. So yes, the Queen of Swords is a great, great way to guide us into how to look at things. And when you want to help things grow, when you want to help situations become the best, when you don't have to worry about confirmation bias,
mm-hmm.
Then you don't just sit there overthinking and overanalyzing. You are actually taking action to help things grow.
Very good. And the last helpful card, or whatever you want to call this card.
Supportive card.
Supportive card is the Fool, which is mm-hmm. zero of trumps.
It's the very first of the trumps, the very first of major arcana.
And so this is a picture of probably a fool from the knight's realm that would sit near a king and make jokes and stuff. And he has a tiger chewing on one of his thighs. He's almost sitting on a flower because he's sort of standing, leaning back.
Uh-huh.
And in one hand, he has fire. And the other hand almost looks like a diamond or maybe a small shield.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dove flying. There is butterflies. There's looks like an alligator or a lizard. There's
mm-hmm.
grapes. A lot of stuff going on in this picture and a lot of circular motions.
Yeah, and there are symbols of planets and stuff right under the grapes.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I was thinking those are the flowers that he was sitting on, but they could be planets, yes.
Uh-huh.
He's a fool. He could be doing both.
He's got fancy shoes.
Oh, definitely fancy shoes.
And the colors are...
They're yellow, gold, blue, dark blue, and a little bit of orange.
And he's wearing
green.
Yeah.
Solid green, and the alligator, of course, is green.
So, that picture, I think it's probably the grapes, reminds me of a Dionysus.
Yeah, I could see that, yep.
The ancient Greek god of wine and all crazy experiences.
I consider him the Greek god of tequila.
We didn't have agave in ancient Greece.
You should have.
I know. The stories would have been much more fun than they were, right? So that the Fool card is... Oh, and there is a you said it's
circular,
it's zero.
Yeah.
There is a lot of circular imagery there and spiral. So the Fool card represents the complete innocence and naivety, you would say, of somebody with zero expectations whatsoever.
So it's almost like a baby.
It's a baby, exactly. It's
the whole world is new.
Exactly, that's what it is. I cannot have any confirmation bias because I don't have any opinions about anything. I don't have any thoughts whatsoever. I am open to
whatever
anything
happens
and everything. I'm open to all experiences. It's like I don't know what to expect. I am just like a kid in a...
Sort of like every yoga class. We don't know what's
yeah,
going to be there.
Yeah, we don't know who's going to be there. And a lot of the imagery has to do with nature, right?
Yes.
The beautiful, soothing aspects of nature and the wild, dangerous aspects of nature, right?
Yeah, and the tiger or lion, I would say tiger probably, that's chewing mm-hmm. on his leg. Almost looks like she's playing.
Yes.
It's not that, oh, I'm devouring his leg. It's more like the kitten when it's crawling up my
yeah,
calf.
I know.
To play. And
yes.
Even the alligator looks like he's happy just hanging out. And
it's like Lucy, like our Belgian Malinois wanted to be petted.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And that's yeah. He looks like he's
yeah.
just wanting to get to play a little bit or just sleep next to you.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
Let me be.
Yeah, that's what this card is. It's like I am surrounded by everything great, and I'm gonna enjoy everything, and I don't care.
Very nice.
Kind of.
Okay.
I don't care because I don't
expect anything.
I don't expect good or bad. It is what it is. That's truly what a card is. It is what it is. And it's not, there is no judgment because I have no previous thoughts. There is, everything is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna be.
Very nice.
I love that card.
Okay. So let's talk about what we should be doing for the next 10 days when we come back.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you like what you hear? The Spartan Mind Strength podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and all other popular podcast destinations. Please subscribe today and consider leaving us a rating and review. It helps us spread the word and help others find our content. Don't forget to leave a comment and any questions you may have. Tim and V would love to hear from you.
And we're back to talk about crystals.
Crystals, yes.
Yeah, baby. How are you doing, Mr. Rock? So, as I can tell, because they're sitting on the table here.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's easy
first,
to remember,
yep,
right?
The first one would be clear quartz.
Clear quartz.
And that's what this mountain is made of, is
yes.
clear quartz. So, this mountain is for the next 10 days, huh?
It's perfect. It's the mountain that keeps giving.
Okay, so... Since the mountain is all clear quartz,
mm-hmm.
for the most part, why do we want clear quartz for this next 10 days?
It helps us see things as they are. It helps with our mental vision, and it helps with communication. Communication within ourselves, with others, and with the higher power.
Okay.
It
because quartz is an amplifying stone.
Exactly. Amplifies all aspects of communication.
Okay.
Helps us listen to our own thoughts so we can allow them in or not. Helps us listen to others and helps us listen to God, you know, the higher power.
Hmm. So, clear quartz, fun fact.
It's one of the two most abundant crystals on Mother Earth.
Because we need it the most.
We need it, right? We need to communicate. We need to be more aware of energies.
Now, the other stone that's the second most is not part of this week or 10 days is
calcite.
Yes. So calcite and clear quartz, we find a lot on the mountain.
Yes.
But those are the two main stones that you can find almost anywhere.
Exactly. They are extremely inexpensive. You can find them in all shapes and forms, and they can only help.
Excellent. Okay, next stone.
Herkimer diamond.
Okay, fun fact about the Herkimer diamond. Can only get it in Herkimer, New York.
Yes, I love Herkimer diamond. I like it way more than diamonds. I just find it fascinating.
Because it's a quartz, basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's stronger than quartz.
Yes.
And it comes out of the earth already faceted.
Yes. And it's a great, great reminder, because it's already faceted, it's a great reminder of our thought patterns. Because a lot of times our thought patterns can become our own prison, right? Our own mental prison. So the fact that we have those thought patterns and the fact that they got us here doesn't mean that they are necessarily the best for us. So there are a lot of thought patterns that we may have to shift. And the Herkimer diamond can help us remember that.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if the Herkimer, if they actually are still around, the mines that they got these. So Herkimer diamonds are more expensive than quartz because they can only get them in one spot. So if you do run across one, it might be more expensive, but it's well worth getting because you don't know when you'll get one again.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just such a gorgeous crystal.
Yes, it is a great, great crystal. Next one is?
Oh, next one is blue chalcedony.
That's just a fun word to say.
Yes.
Calcedony.
Calcedony.
Almost as much as salsa and duodenum.
Okay, I have no idea how.
Just fun to say off your mouth.
Not
Calcedony,
sure what
salsa,
your thought pattern duodenum was there. Blue Calcedony gets its name from ancient Greece, from the ancient Calcedonia, because that was an area that had tons of this stone.
It's a great looking stone.
Yeah. Now that area is considered Turkey. So Turkey is considered a great place for that stone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like the light color of sky. And when I see it, I always think of like almost like angel's wings.
Yes. Yeah. It's, I love this stone because I feel extremely protected carrying this stone. It has an extremely calming energy, right?
Yes. Yep.
Protection, calmness, beautiful bands. Reminds me of all the beauty around me in case I forget to look at it. it's just a gorgeous stone, and the blue color, whether you believe in it or not, enhances communication, helps you kind of shut up and listen.
Which is great for communication.
Uh-huh.
And then the last stone is one that should be every week or
every 10 days. Yes,
is ruby.
Ruby. Ruby fuchsite.
Mm.
Ruby fuchsite, because ruby fuchsite, a lot of times I want it even more than ruby because it has that calming green color of fuchsite, and then it has that strong passionate red of ruby. So it's a great stone for the energy of the Queen of Swords.
Okay.
It has that nurturing.
So the red ruby is the head, huh?
It has the nurturing energy through the fuchsite, and it has the strong energy of the ruby. And that's what the emotional intelligence needs.
Very cool. Okay, yoga.
Yoga. Our alternating wild table flow.
Okay, why?
because it's playful.
Uh-huh.
It helps.
It was always fun to do on a paddleboard.
Exactly. It's playful. It helps you with discipline, right? Mm-hmm. You have to stay stable. It helps you get in the flow. So it helps you to actually let go, because once you find your rhythm and your stability in it, then it's just pure mental flow.
Nice. So that's that. What is the mantra?
The mantra is, I dare to wander. Wander spelled with O, not with an A. Wander spelled with an A means I'm just walking around aimlessly.
Yep.
Wander spelled with an O means I am curious. I am thinking of other possibilities. I am wondering. I have a childlike curiosity.
Which fits the fuel for.
Exactly. I dare to wander. Curiosity, intellectual curiosity, can help us solve a lot of our thought patterns that keep us imprisoned. Let's listen to a different perspective, something new.
Excellent. Okay, and breath work?
Breath work. The spiral shape that you mentioned from the full car. You sit comfortably with your spine tall, and you inhale and exhale through the nose. When you inhale through the nose, you visualize your breath going up from the bottom of the spine to the top of the head through the front of your body. And when you exhale, you visualize your breath moving down from the top of the head to the bottom of the spine along your back. So up the front of the body, down the back of the body.
And that could be 2, 3, 5, 7, 500 times.
So exactly.
It's up to how much time you have.
Exactly.
Don't do it driving.
Yeah. Don't never, ever, ever do any breath work driving. You set a timer for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, and you visualize your breath moving in a circular spiral form up the front of your body, down the back of your body, breathing in through the nose, out through the nose.
Okay.
And you will be amazed at the calmness and energy that it creates.
Very nice. Any other things before you give your final tacky goodbye?
Yes, of course. Try something new, whether serious or silly, every day. It's like you go to work or you go to the store following a certain
pattern.
Just change it up a little bit.
Well, you should always do that anyway.
Exactly. You should always do that so you are not predictable to, you know. But just change it up. See if you notice something different. Even if you follow the same pattern, just look for something different. Notice something that you may not have noticed before. The mental benefits are huge. And then another thing is, see if you can nurture something on a daily basis or regular basis, like in nature. Say you can nurture a new plant, you can nurture a flower, you can nurture a kitten. We have two that are available for nurturing. Just something. Give a little bit of extra care to something in nature.
Nice.
The rewards are huge.
Yes, these two kittens, we actually rescued 5 kittens.
Yes.
Some asshole left them for dead.
Yeah, at 4 weeks.
Yep.
And kicked their mommy out.
So we gave away three of them.
Yes.
And we have two left, so, and they're fun to nurture.
They are so much fun. Yeah, it's those techniques bring a little bit of that false energy in us, that childlike energy,
mm-hmm.
that curiosity, that has extremely healing powers.
Very nice.
It's too simple. It may even sound silly, but...
simplicity is usually the best.
Exactly. At least according to Ayurveda.
Yep. So give me the simplest goodbye.
Until next time, may your mind find the peace that comes with complete surrender.
Wow.
Tacky enough for you?
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Much, much love from both of us. Namaste kala. May we all be well, adapt, and thrive.
Bye-bye.
If you found today's show helpful, please give us a rating, a review, or both, and subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. As always, namaste kala, which in Greek means, may we all be well. This program, copyright True Fitness Incorporated, all rights reserved.